Good morning. Welcome to our worship service. We begin with a prayer to our Lord and God. O most merciful Lord, who desires worshipers who will honor you in spirit and in truth, send your spirit to cleanse us from dead works, to serve you in righteousness and holiness, and to honor your great and saving name for giving us Jesus, who is the expression of your special eternal love unto salvation to everyone who believes. This we pray in his name. Amen. Our first hymn is hymn 707, found at page 2. Please rise. We follow the order of service that's found in the bulletin this morning, and we start on page 2. We begin our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We've come into the presence of God, who created us to love and serve him as his dear children. But we've disobeyed him, and deserve only his wrath and punishment. Therefore, let us confess our sins to him and plead for his mercy. Merciful Father in heaven, I am altogether sinful from birth. In countless ways I have sinned against you and do not deserve to be called your child. But trusting in Jesus, my Savior, I pray, have mercy upon me according to your unfailing love. Cleanse me from my sin and take away my guilt. God, our Heavenly Father, has forgiven you of all your sins. By the perfect life and innocent death of our Lord Jesus Christ, he has removed your guilt forever. Through faith in him, which was created in you by the Holy Spirit, you are his own dear child. May God give you strength to live according to his will. Amen.
Christ, have mercy on us. 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 Christ,
pray, Lord God, forgive the wrongdoings of your people and be gentle with us in our weakness. Deliver us from the bondage of sin and direct us to the path of righteousness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated. Our first reading is taken from the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verses 1 to 9. It was through Moses that these words were recorded and passed on to the children of Israel. You may recall Moses never entered the Promised Land, but he was preparing the Israelites to enter his land. And the Lord was telling them, commanding them, observe my commandments. Not only you, but your children and your grandchildren. And he said, if you do, things will go well for you. Now this is the commandment, and these are the statutes and judgments which the Lord your God has commanded to teach you, that you may observe them in the land which you are crossing over to possess, that you may fear